This is the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. Alanna Banks was elected earlier this month to the Decatur School Board. Normally, an election like this would be a local story, but Alanna is getting national attention. She's thought to be the first Black transgender woman elected to a school board in the United States. Alanna is a Decatur native, where she graduated from Eisenhower High School. She now works as an independent paralegal, small business owner, and queer activist. She joins us now to talk more about her historic election to the school board and her hopes for the district. Alanna, thanks so much for being with us today on the 21st.
Thank you so much for having me. How are you today?
I'm doing well, and I hope you are too. So, Alanna, can you tell us, why did you decide to run for the school board in Decatur?
Sure. So I've always been looking for ways to give back to my community, and I feel that being elected to Decatur Public Schools is going to allow me to do just that. I have experience in this district that dates back, you know, about 10 years ago. I've been advocating for LGBTQ plus issues for the same amount of time. I've also represented District 61 nationally. And just before I announced my candidacy, I had sent through a Decatur Public School 61 Pride Project that was basically a policy proposal for protections and procedures aimed at LGBTQ plus students. So just kind of, you know, I had a lot of things going on. And so I just figured for the past 10 years, you know, I've done a lot of community work. I've done a lot of the legwork. And I said, well, why not run to be part of the decision-making board for these decisions? So
now,
honestly, I took a leap of faith.
Absolutely. You know, so as I mentioned a moment ago, you're thought to be the first Black trans woman elected to a school board in the U.S. And I think, you know, if you were to ask people where that would have happened, had it happened already, maybe they would say, oh, San Francisco, New York City, Chicago, something like that. No, it's right. Decatur, which is a small to, I guess, maybe medium-sized city in central Illinois. What is the significance of your election for Decatur?
You know, for me, it was, you know, like I said, I've always been involved. Leadership is something that I pride myself on. So I didn't just come out of the woodwork here. You know, I've been in this community. I'm a product of this community. And so before transitioning, you know, I had my doubts. You know, I knew that this was something that I've always wanted to do, run for office, especially in Decatur, Illinois, just because I've always had ideas of contributions that I felt would make our community better.
Go ahead.
Oh, you're fine. I'm finished.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, what you mentioned you went to school in Decatur. What was your school experience like there?
Honestly, I was not trans going through K through 12. I actually didn't transition until I was 22 years old. So that was pretty scary for me. But as a high school student, I was openly gay. When I was male identifying, and that was very scary for me. Being, of course, that I'm Black, you know, most of us come from Christian families, very heteronormative families. So it was very nerve-wracking for me. And it's still something that I struggle with from time to time. I feel like it's a never-ending battle, honestly. And so I'm here to just basically kind of ease that transition for students who are struggling with this now. There've been many situations where I felt, you know, outed by administrators or felt, you know, just unsafe, even though even walking to class, to and from class, you know, you never know what people are going to say about you. You never know what, you know, you just never know. And so it's very nerve-wracking. And so I hope that, you know, by me being in the position that I'm in, you know, I can tell other students who are struggling through this, you know, it's okay that you're struggling through. Well, it's not okay, honestly, but, you know, there is the light at the end of the tunnel for students who are struggling with these issues.
All right, we're going to continue this important conversation and talk more about Alanna Banks' experiences coming up through the Decatur School District. She was recently elected to the Decatur Public Schools District 61 Board of Education. Going to be sworn in, I think, early next month. And we're going to continue this conversation. If you have a question for our guest, you can join us at 800-222-9455. 800-222-9455. More to come with Alanna Banks after a short break. You're listening to The 21st. Stay with us. We'll be right back. This is The 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. If you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Alana Banks. She was elected to the Decatur Public Schools District 61 Board of Education earlier this month and is thought to be the first Black transgender woman elected to the school board in the country. Alana, before the break, you were talking about your experience coming up in the schools at the time. You identified as queer. I don't think it sounds like you didn't feel like you had the support you needed in the school. I wonder what might have made life easier for you when you were a student.
You know, I was actually thinking about that. And I think just going to school and knowing that you're in an environment that is not biased or, you know, discriminative or hostile, even just simply a hostile environment. Having a new environment that will kind of, you know, foster what makes our children different or unique, you know. And just like you said, basically overall support, you know, we've never even had, when I was in high school, you know, we didn't even have what they call the GSA, the Gay Straight Alliance, you know. So everything regarding LGBTQ plus issues have primarily just been kind of hush-hush or swept under the carpet. A lot of people think that, you know, we don't really have a big queer presence here when in reality we actually do. So those are just kind of things that I'm always on the forefront of my mind.
Sure, sure. I also want to ask you about Decatur. I mean, Decatur has some history with race in its schools as well. I think you were probably still a child when the so-called Decatur 7 became a national story. Some of our listeners will remember this was a fight at a football game that, you know, was just a regular thing that happens sometimes in schools, yet it led to 6 expulsions, 1 withdrawal, national protests led by the Reverend Jesse Jackson. Can you talk about that aspect of your identity and what it was like growing up in the Decatur schools as a Black person who is Black?
Sure. So it's actually good that you bring that up. There's a lot of people who still don't realize that not only am I the only trans person on our board, but I'm also the only African-American board member right now. So I think it's very important to talk about racism. There are current plans in the district now to try and provide a resolution on racism. I see now I kind of by default will be at the forefront of that. but the incident that happened when I was a child, it kind of opened my eyes to what's really going on. You know, people think that Decatur is this small place where nothing ever happens. And like I said earlier, that's not true. You know, we kind of, Black students face disparities, you know, all over the country. But in Decatur, I think that we're so stuck in this small mindset of this is Decatur, nothing ever happens here. You know, if it's broke, don't fix it. That's kind of what we get. But this particular story that you bring to me is something that all kids, we all have to learn about growing up. Especially being, you know, young Black boys, we're always told, you know, as growing up, you know, this life isn't going to hand you anything. This life isn't going to be easy on you. And so it's just, I'm trying to find the words to say. it's something that I still think about. It has definitely affected me in my development. And I don't know if you guys actually knew this, but one of those guys who were suspended actually just left the seat at the Decatur Public School Board. So it's a very inspiring story.
Courtney Carson, right?
Yes. Courtney Carson. Reverend Courtney Carson.
Thank you for that. Yes.
and so it's, you know, it's very inspiring. It's humbling. And it lets me know that, you know, no matter how small the community, there's still work that needs to be done.
So what are some of your priorities for the school board then?
Sure. So I've been working on things like permanent options for e-learning for students and teachers, mental and sexual health, public safety. There's actually a laundry list. I wanted people to know that, you know, although I've been advocating for LGBTQ plus issues, you know, I'm not a single candidate issue. There's also issues that I'm working on, like the Macon Piatt Special Education District. There's improving teacher and staff morale. Like I said, protections and procedures put into policy for LGBTQ plus students, professional development and trade and labor skills for students, and of course, furthering efforts of the DPS 61 resolution on racism.
Okay, well, we need to leave our conversation there. I'm sure we'll be talking to you again and following your career, or at least election. I know a school board is not a full-time job necessarily, but Alana Banks is going to be, soon to be, one of the newest members of the Decatur Public Schools District 61 Board of Education. Alana, thanks so much for taking the time to speak with us today on the 21st.
Thank you. It's been so great to be here.